Barry Today welcomes letters to the editor at raymond@barrytoday.com or via the website. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The following letter is in response to, Aurelia applies for $15 million affordable housing grant from CMHC, published August 16. I am writing to bring attention to an interesting juxtaposition in the recent developments in Aurelia's approach to affordable housing. While the city's application for the Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation's Housing Accelerator Fund is a commendable step forward, it's important to consider how it aligns with the recent decision regarding zoning amendments. On one hand, the city's pursuit of the Housing Accelerator Fund, which could bring upwards of $15 million in funding, exemplifies a commitment to expanding affordable housing options. This ambitious endeavor showcases a thoughtful approach that goes beyond short-term solutions. The requirement of a 3-year housing action plan with a range of initiatives highlights a well-rounded strategy that recognizes the multifaceted nature of the housing crisis. However, on the other hand, the recent decision to reject the pre-zoning of certain areas for buildings up to 8 stories in height raises questions about the city's overall dedication to affordable housing. While the decision to involve the public in discussions about building height is valid, it's essential to consider whether this level of engagement could potentially slow down the much-needed development of affordable housing units. The zoning amendment process, which includes public meetings, council approvals, and months of waiting, creates an additional layer of bureaucracy that might hinder the timely construction of affordable housing. The urgency to address the affordable housing shortage requires streamlined processes that enable developers to respond more rapidly to the needs of the community. It's noteworthy that the Housing Accelerator Fund could have a transformative impact on the city's affordable housing landscape. The potential creation of 287 additional affordable units and the allocation of substantial funds to not-for-profit housing providers represent a significant stride toward addressing the housing crisis. In light of this, it's worth reflecting on how the rejection of pre-zoning for taller buildings appears to run contrary to the city's ambitions for affordable housing. The juxtaposition between pursuing federal funding to expedite affordable housing projects and the decision to make housing development more complex through zoning amendments raises important questions about priorities and consistency. Ultimately, it's imperative to find a balance between community involvement and the urgent need for affordable housing solutions. A proactive approach to zoning decisions, which takes into account the broader goal of accessible housing, could better complement the city's endeavors to secure federal funding and increase the availability of affordable units. Craig Jones, Aurelia.